Arts Coalition, so.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to our committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name's Kevin Papp, and I represent Minnesota Farm Bureau, a member of the coalition. Would like to make a few opening remarks on behalf of the members of the coalition. This coalition started with the corn growers, soybean growers, as well as Farm Bureau. We're kind of the founding members. As Warren will talk about, there's many more in the coalition now. Corn growers and soybean growers are having their national meetings as we speak, so I guess I'd like to make some remarks on behalf of them in their absence at their national meetings. This coalition we thought was important to not only educate but engage our members as well as the public, really all Minnesotans, on the importance of water quality issues, on the importance of what Minnesota agriculture is doing. This coalition is really an education tool, an outreach tool, not so much public policy. As we've got dollars invested in this coalition in some cases, which are checkoff dollars, which cannot be used for public policy issues, and I just wanted on behalf of all the groups remind this committee or let this committee know that as far as policy issues, it still will be the commodity groups, it still will be Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, those individual farm organizations that will speak to the policy. But we thought it was important to pool our resources, to pool our energies, and start this coalition as we engage all of our members, coalition members, in what's going on. So maybe a little confusing, but wanted to be sure that policy issues, position statements, testimony will come from the individual groups, but yet the engagement with education and outreach will come from the committee. And with that, we'd like to ask Warren to talk a little more about the coalition.
Sure. Thanks, Kevin. Madam Chair, members of the committee, it's a pleasure to be here today to let you know a little bit about our work. As Kevin said, I'm Warren Formal. I'm the Executive Director of the Minnesota Agricultural Water Resources Coalition. Way too long of a name, I know. I see most of you have picked up this brochure that was on the table in front of you. And on the inside, it does list the member organizations, and Kevin mentioned our founding members, and you can see that we've had 11 additional members join us since we originally started about a year ago now. As Kevin said, our purpose is to help the ag community address impaired waters primarily and essentially water regulations and water efforts more collectively and in a coordinated manner. And so we came together about a year ago, and I know a number of you have heard about our activities through various interaction within your districts with the farmer members that are out there. Our primary activity in the field is to work with county organizations, local organizations, representing all ag producer groups across the state to help them better understand the impaired waters process so that they can represent themselves and more effectively engage. So it's really very simple. It strikes me sometimes that we're doing something that the farm groups have been doing for years and years. The only difference is we're doing it together. And I think that sends a strong message that the ag community has come together to address this because it is so important. While there are a lot of issues that divide agriculture, water affects us all generally in the same way. And so it made a lot of sense for us to come together and work together on this issue. There are some specific things that we have worked on to help our producers understand the process. Essentially, one of our primary areas of effort is to find out what it is that we don't know. And so we don't specifically do research, but we help provide a place or a forum where our member groups can come together and talk about research needs, data gaps that would help inform water regulation, water rules across the state. And so towards that end, we just help the groups coordinate their research efforts. And one of the areas that you've all heard about or will hear about, so I want to make sure to touch on briefly, is the Discovery Farms concept. Discovery Farms is essentially a farm-scale systems research approach that has been done in our neighboring Wisconsin for a number of years and really has helped to inform their farm community and their environmental community and their legislative community about the real impacts and what's going on Wisconsin farms. And so it's our hope that in Minnesota we can start an effort very similar to this. And in fact, our member groups have made a commitment to start a program this summer. And so we're in the process right now of beginning to identify where those first Minnesota Discovery Farms are going to be. And it's my hope that by summer we can begin doing some real system level, farm level monitoring and work in Minnesota. With that, I would rather stop and see if there are any questions.
I should have read the book. Representative Hall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question is, are you doing some research or work with the variable rate technology for fertilizer application? It's been around for quite a few years. I'm just wondering if there's ongoing research on that or where that's at. Is it how much is it being used now, and is that a growing thing, or is that kind of a flash in the pan?
Thank you. The variable rate technology is something that's being looked at by a lot of different researchers. We don't do research. We help coordinate and kind of pull together where the different research is getting done. One of the things that we need, and one of the things that a program like Discovery Farms might help us to begin to find out, is the level of adaptation of things like VRT. We know it's being done on a lot of farms, but right now there's not a good mechanism to figure out the level of adoption of that technology. And that, the same can be said of a lot of other tools that are being used on farms. Really what we need is a good assessment of where we are today so we can decide where we want to get to down the road.
Representative
Paul. Thank you, Madam Chair. So does your organization do the analysis of what needs to be done? Is that more along the line? Okay, because I would certainly encourage you to take a look at that, especially when it comes to clean water. You know, it says in here that, you know, agriculture is not as much to blame as what it's perceived to be, which I agree with that. But the variable rate technology is one of the things that just, you know, totally annihilates any arguments they have that it is a problem, because when you look at what that technology does, it really, really takes a giant leap forward as far as protecting the water that we do have. So I would just encourage you to really to put as much focus and emphasis on that as you can.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We'll wait a little bit. I'm sure Representative Polsky will have some questions soon. One of the questions that I would have is, what percentage of farmers have you gotten to in the state so far?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer. I can tell you that we've been in the short time that we have been in existence, we've probably done 18 or 20 local producer meetings, and typically we'll have, maybe 15 to 20 local producers at those events, and we've got a whole series of meetings scheduled up about 9 or 10 more prior to the spring planting season. So that's how many we've directly and will be directly interacting with. But I would say this. We are reaching a lot more producers than that, because farming is the farmer community is a pretty close network in a lot of ways. And so if we can reach key producer leaders, the guys that are and gals that are real active in their associations, which is typically the groups that we're reaching in these various counties, the information filters out beyond that to a lot more people.
Representative
Dostoevsky. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I apologize for missing the first part of the presentation. I guess it's a broad question, and related to your discussions with the MPCA and others in the whole issue of impaired waters. One of the things that I continue to ask scientists around this issue is whether or not there have been established background levels for many of the measurements that are taken. And of course, if we don't know what the background level is, and for those that are not familiar, background level means, you know, what it would have been pre-settlement and before people came here. If we don't know what the background levels are, how can we actively or accurately assess what it should be? And so I'm wondering, have you included that in the discussions with MPCA and others? I'm hopeful that I think us in agriculture need to continue to press that issue, because that's fundamental. I believe there's some out there that really believe that there should be distilled water flowing through our streams. And, you know, so, I mean, that's what we need to bring back grounded and into kind of the grassroots again. So, interesting your comments.
Representative Drazkowski, Madam Chair. The coalition, that has been a major part of our internal discussion, and I think we have brought that to the attention of the agency pretty effectively. And that is a key question. That is essentially one of the driving forces of why we need to do more research. In the vast, diverse landscape across Minnesota and the vast number of types of agriculture as you move from southeast to northwest, there are so many different combinations of geology and farming types and crop systems that there is no one answer. And so that whole question of how much of what is impacting water is natural or geological or whatever the right word would be, is so hard to tease out from, you know, really the things we can't manage and the things that we can manage as producers. And so I think we've made progress in that discussion, but there's still a lot of things we need to know, and research is really going to be the key.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I was just wondering how closely you work with the Board of Soil and Water Resources. If you work very closely with them, since they deal with a lot of these issues.
We work with them. We work with all the agencies. At this point, our primary activity has been producer focused, and in encouraging producers to be more involved at the local level, working with the local implementers, whether it's Soil and Water Conservation District or the Board of Water and Soil Resources and others. As a coalition, in my role, my interaction with the agencies is largely to find out how the programs really work and how we can bring that information back to producers. So kind of a liaison between the agencies and the producer community.
Are there any other questions? I have another question. What is a meeting that you would make? Tell me what a meeting like that would be. What would you do?
Well, we'd have something to eat.
Okay, I'll go.
And I say that facetiously, but generally we would, because this is Minnesota and it is a group of farmers. Typically what we do is walk through the impaired waters process and what it might mean to local producers. As most of you are probably aware, we have ongoing TMDL projects in most regions of the state, and so we try to pick a local example of a TMDL project that is either soon going to begin or is already in development. Sometimes we're in an area where there's already a TMDL implementation plan done. And essentially make sure that the producers in that area are aware of it, help them find out who the local contacts might be, whether it's with various state agencies or county agencies that may be doing a TMDL report. Make sure that they know who to contact, how to be involved, and provide them with basic places to find the answers to the questions the research needs. It's different everywhere we go because the landscape is so different. But the approach is basically just to make sure that the producers are informed and know where they can get the information they need.
Are there any other questions? What if somebody has heard about the meeting and they don't know how to get to that part? Are you the point person?
Yes. Either they could contact me directly, and my contact information is on the back of this brochure, or they can work through any of their membership organizations. The various groups are stronger in different areas, depending on what type of agriculture is in that geography. And so, if the producer that has a question is closely connected to the milk producers, I would encourage them to contact the Milk Producers Association, and they will route the information to me. And same could be true of any of the other member organizations.
Are there any other questions? Ideas?
Looks good. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Not a question for them, Madam Chairman. I'll just move the minutes now that we have a quorum. Minutes of February 18th.
Mm-hmm. Representative Olin moves the minutes. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No? The minutes are approved. I don't believe that we have enough time to finish this particular day. If it's okay with you guys, can you come back in on Wednesday?
What? Madam Chair?
Yes?
If I'm perfectly fine with that. If I could just then ask that Mr. Martin and Mr. Jesse find me after the meeting, because I did have some questions for them.
Okay. And they will be back on Wednesday.
Just to help them set up. No, I'm not
there. No. The meeting is adjourned.